Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy? What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here. I got Bill Dawes, one of the funniest comics alive, as well as one of the best fighters right now, Cody Durden.
Killing it.
Coming off a huge win. Training on American Top Team, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But there was some confusion, right? Because some people said you were going to go to California or Vegas, and then you ended up American Top Team, because your Instagram said you were going to Arizona. What happened?
Man, people just talk, you know. There was never any talks to go into Cejudo's camp or any of these other camps. I'm American Top Team, so.
Okay. So you're, because I saw you with Kayla Harrison. Is she the captain of the team?
That's what the people say, but nice. I don't know, so.
Now, does she lead the warm-ups, or does she lead the stretches? Does she, like, get the – I mean, how does it – what happens when you're the captain of the team, an American Top Team?
Yeah, I guess she participates with the coaches and leading the team to through the warm-ups and such. So, yeah, I guess. I don't know, though. It's a touchy subject.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Thanks.
Why is it a touchy subject?
I guess because there's so many alpha male and females down here that, you know, they're battling to be the team captain. So, but I vote Kayla, team captain.
Got it. Now, does Kayla walk around while you're training and go, "Frickin' pick it up, Cody"? Or, like, what are you doing?
No. She's training just like the rest of us.
Got it.
So. Team captain to be the one who could beat everyone's ass there.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Have you seen Kayla? I think she could beat up a lot of people's asses there. The chick is just like, I mean.
Yeah. I think she can too. She's definitely a specimen. Yeah,
it's different, man. Like, I remember when I was growing up, like, in wrestling, if you lost to a girl, not that there was, like, shame in it, but people would be like, "Oh, you lost to a girl." Like, and the whole, I remember it was almost, like, kind of unfair because the whole crowd would, like, go for the girl, and all of a sudden the guy was the enemy, like, for no reason. Like,
I was that guy that lost to a girl. All right. Really? My freshman year, this girl, I mean, first of all, she wasn't just a girl. I mean, she was a manly girl, and she put the hammer down on me. Her brother was a state champion. She was a state placer. I was a freshman, and she pinned me. So, it was an embarrassing moment for sure.
The freshman when she did it, she was a freshman as well?
No, she was a senior. I was a freshman. So
yeah, but now that I'm coaching, girl, I don't know what it is, but like it's almost like their kids are expected to lose to girls. I mean, there's so many good girls out there wrestling. It's like, it's almost like, okay, like it's, people don't even blink an eye. It's not, there's no, the crowd doesn't get behind the girl anymore. They're just like, yeah. Okay. Accepting, and in some ways boys losing them are like whatever, like it's just like, dude, that chick was no joke, you know. What were you saying? Yeah. Cody?
It's pretty normal now, you know. There's guys and girls on the mat all the time, so
yeah.
But you know, growing up, you know, 2008 2007 high school, it's like there was just a small fraction were girls, you know. Throughout the whole state, so it's becoming more normal and more and more normal every day. So,
well, especially when you're younger, though, it seems like, I know that these two girls that are just dominating the league that I coach, they've been doing it for a long time, and you can tell they've been doing it since they were 3 years old. And their technique is like, you know. And then it seems like when guys get a little older, maybe the muscles growing differently, and it seems like there's more of a separation between guys and girls. But especially when you're younger. Now, Cody, you were a state champion. in high school, right?
Right.
And you were ready to go. College wanted you. They were giving you scholarships, but you knocked up a chick. You knocked up. Was it your girlfriend you knocked up?
It was my high school sweetheart.
Oh.
So, yeah. But we moved on. We're on to bigger and better things now. She gave me the best gift ever. But besides that, we moved on.
By the way, that's amazing because you get to be a young dad. You know what I mean? Or old dads, which is shitty.
Yeah, it makes you grow up quick, really, you know? All your other friends are partying. Like, you got to take care and you got to provide for, you know, another person. So you learn real quick. You know, I was 20 years old and I was the only person with a kid, pretty much. There was a few, but it was you had to grow up quick.
So your first girl you ever been with? Was it like the first?
Like, No, not. It was my first real relationship. So
got it. Okay. A couple little, you know, trying out a couple other ones and then. Boom, and then
you, yeah.
So you, because you got a scholarship to go to like the Marine, right? The Marine Academy.
I had three different scholarships: West Point, New York, Oklahoma, and Valdosta State, something like that. But yeah, just stayed at home and decided to provide for the kid, you know.
Nice. Now your last fight, we got to talk about your last fight because it was a good fight. That dude was a badass. You came out guns a blazing. You came out like fucking wild. In the first round, you had what, like four takedowns, five takedowns?
Three takedowns, yeah.
Three takedowns. And then they were saying that you were really tired. The announcers were like, right. Oh, Cody's gassed. Cody's really, were you that tired or it just looked tired?
Yeah. I was definitely fatigued. So, he busted my nose up. I couldn't breathe out of my nose. I had a deviated septum and the doctor said I had an enlarged turbinite. And, so I had to get nose surgery on December 10th to get it fixed. So, that with COVID, 5 weeks before my fight, COVID hit me and, it was just a fucking nightmare. So I had about 3 weeks of training after COVID. And then it was fight week.
Before that, you had ACL surgery, right?
Yeah.
So your last fight, you were winning, and then Jimmy Flick throws a fucking flying triangle out of left field, catches you. You fuck up your ACL, fuck up your MCL, right?
Just my ACL.
ACL, so you're out for 8 months, right? Wait, that
flying triangle, he fucked up the ACL?
No, it was before the flying triangle. Fucking... I threw a leg kick and I stepped back and I just felt my knee buckle. So,
by the way, if you're, you know, I'm strictly a jiu-jitsu guy. So the dream move is the flying triangle, pretty much.
But he got caught in it. He didn't.
I got caught in a fucking flying.
Like, I'm sitting there Googling it. I'm like, I got to see this because it's all I would ever want to get on somebody is a flying triangle.
Cody was winning the fight. And then the guy
dominating.
And then the guy retired afterwards. So he can't even get like a, he goes, he hits it and goes, I'm done for good. He can't even run it back. He retired after a win. Nice guy though. I hung out with him a little bit in Oklahoma. Real nice guy.
Listen, man, it could, you know, that fight, you know, it could have been raining pussy and I would have got hit in the head with a dick. So it was fucking a nightmare. So the training camp leading up to it, so, but you know, a lot of adversity, but I came back strong. So,
oh my, so you had an ACL surgery, then you get COVID, then you come back, you're in a fight, you break your nose in the first after hitting like three great takedowns, you're exhausted. Second round, I gave it to the other guy just because it was close. Third round, you won.
Yeah.
Third round, you won. And I thought it was, I thought you just gritted it out. It was one of those things of who wanted it more.
I did.
And you wanted it more. You go to shake the guy's hand. The guy says no, right? The guy, he want to shake your hand?
Well, that was at weigh-ins, yeah. Weigh-ins. So
then you get on the mic and you go, oh, I just wanted to send him back to China where he came from, right?
Holy shit.
Then the internet explodes. Like,
By the way, good going, Cody. You got some attention in this over-flooded world. Congratulations. You
know, internet explodes. People are fucking pissed. Did you get new fans? I guess you probably got a lot of fans from that, though, right?
Did Trump call you?
Yeah, actually he did. He did call me. And no, I'm just kidding. He didn't fucking call me.
So what, now does your corner yell at you afterwards? Like what happens? What did Dana call you? Like talk to me about what happened.
I said what I said, and it is what it is. And you know, I didn't mean anything racial by it. I just wanted to send them back home with a loss.
Right.
And it came out not the same, I suppose. But you know, you can take it and you can twist it or do whatever with it, you know. That's what people do, and I love my life. I'm in a great position. Well, so, you know,
people were saying, well, listen, if you said go back to Finland where he came from, I wanted to send him back to Jersey where he came from.
Exactly.
Nobody was saying it because we're like the whole thing with China and COVID and Trump. And it's just like this, I don't know what's going on. And people like, it was like, it set off a fucking shitstorm. But I mean, right. Maybe it came off as racist. I don't think you're racist. You know, I think there's obviously a huge difference. But did you, did anybody confront you at American Top Team, or were people laughing?
No, dude. I don't even know not one person that's came up to me and been like, hey, you offended me, or hey, why did you say that? I can't believe you said that. I'm so disappointed. Like, dude, like, I don't even understand.
Not a lot of UFC fans are going to be offended by that comment. Let's be honest.
You'd be surprised. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised.
Really? Yeah. A lot of UFC fighters were offended, and shit. I've seen some of them that have said shit to me. On Twitter, and they don't have shit to say to me to my face. So I'm not saying I'm the baddest.
By the way, that's how it is with comics. Fighters, it's times a thousand.
But no, I was just like, because I know you, Cody. I know you're a good person. I know you're not. From what I know of you, I don't think you're racist at all. And I just think it was just like, but I think the accent, except your accent, sort of. Yeah. China, where it came from. It was just like, oh my God. I was like, and then like, Daniel Cormier was like, I'm speechless. This interview is over or something.
Dude. We made an awkward eye contact that was just, it was the most awkward thing ever after I said it. And then like in my mind, I'm thinking, oh fuck, what the fuck did I say that for? You know what I mean?
Right. So, okay. It was something. I mean, you just won the fight of your life. You know, you're coming off a loss. You're fucking tired. You're exhausted. Your nose is broken. You're not thinking them straight, you know?
I didn't even drink. You know, I sacrificed so much for that fight. And, you know, I didn't even drink alcohol for 3 months, not one sip. And it was just, it meant everything to me, you know? It was either win or lose and go home.
Afterwards, you go, people that got mad at you, you said, sign the contract. I said what I said. It is what it is. He's punched me in the face, and I was punched in the face. It's his family or mine. And tonight, my family eats. His family eats too, though. I mean, everyone's family eats, right? I mean,
yeah, it's his family or mine, though. So, you know,
his family eats dog.
Oh, kaboo! Come on, dude. These people are gonna watch this fucking show. This is the one show we're gonna watch. Bill Dawes, come on, dude. What's going on? His family's not eat dog. First of all, I've been to China, I've been to all over China. They don't eat dog over there.
They have dog festivals in Korea, okay, that's a little bit, but still, they do. They dog don't have to. It's real.
What they told me, they don't eat dog. I guess they said like out in the sticks, they eat dog. Like basically, like
so they eat dog.
Okay, fine, but it's not like you can't go to like Shanghai and be like, hey, can I get a dog and a cat and a chicken? Like, yeah, you know. So Cody Durden, you're fighting up again. You're fighting in London, right?
Yeah, March 19th at the O2 Arena, London.
Okay. Against who?
Mokaev Muhammad.
Okay, so what are we going to say to piss off him? Do we have our speech planned?
You'll have to see.
now, are you managed by Ali Abdulaziz?
I am, yes.
Yes, okay. What did he say after your comment? Did he call you up? Was he said good? What did he say?
Man, I've actually trained with him multiple times, seen him. I've ran into him out of state probably three times just randomly. And, you know, he's came to the gym and trained with me. So, I mean, he knows who I am, and we've met multiple times. So, you know, it is what it is. He didn't say shit. He just.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? I'm looking at an article right now from June 25th, 2020. China's annual dog meat festival is underway, but activists hope it will be the last. They have a dog meat festival in China, in Yulin, China, okay? That's not racist to describe something that people do.
Fucking podcast. I don't care about any of this. I'm talking about Cody's fights, all right?
I want him to be, when he's racist, I want to make sure he's specific. That's all.
Okay, all right. He's not being racist. You know, I'll send him back. It came out, but I don't know. I don't even want to defend. What is this? why can't you? What happened? Okay, so what did you, all right. So you came home, you got a hot wife. How's your hot wife doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing great.
What is she still a trainer? You guys still, she's still training you?
I mean, you know, besides me doing the bedroom cardio, I mean, that's pretty much it.
His wife is like very fit. They have two adorable kids. Are you still working construction or no?
No. I've been a full-time fighter a year and a half now. So
nice. Yeah. Now, are you in Miami training at American Top Team over there?
No, I'm staying in the dorm rooms here for the fight camp down here at American Top Team. Do what?
Your family's at home in Georgia? Your
family? Right, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
man. Do you miss them?
Yeah, she's holding it down, so.
Nice.
You know?
My wife, like, on day one when I leave, I miss you, I love you. Day two, it's like, whatever. Day three, I didn't sign up for this shit. I don't want to be a single mom. You know, day one, home, blah, blah, blah. This is bullshit. How much are you making for this? Do you have that same issue?
I used to, but now it's just like, you know, you only get a few chances, you know, and you have to give it your all, you know, or else I'm gonna be back working construction.
Of course. Well, I mean, you're so good, man. I mean, you just you're right there. I think how many? He's probably about two fights away from a top 10 guy. I mean,
probably. You know, this guy I'm fighting, he's got a 30 fight win streak, 23-0 as an amateur. 6-0 pro, but man, he hadn't fought anyone like me yet. So,
wow. All right. So 30-0 as an amateur, 23-0 as a pro. Are they trying to punish you? Are they trying to say fuck
you? No. He's 6-0 as a pro. He's 21 years old. So,
is it his UFC debut for him?
Yeah, March 19th. You know, I'm gonna drop my nuts in his mouth. You know,
well, he's the guy that called you out that said, "Want me to take care of him?" That was the guy on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I was thinking that, dude. Your nuts ain't even dropped yet, and you're fucking wanting to fight somebody like me. So, I've never turned down a UFC fight. So, let's do it.
Is he from Dagestan?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you training with guys from Dagestan?
Yeah, they're actually, you know, pretty cool. There's a few of them that speak English, and we can communicate and stuff. So,
are you worried that they're like double crossing you, like in a
probably are, yeah. But once the cage door locks, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh my god!
You know. Definitely don't want to say send them back to Dagestan after if you win. You definitely don't want to say that. No, that would be a bad move.
Yeah, do not say send it. Yeah, don't say send them back to Dagestan, please. Now, is there a way that you could trick those guys? Like, you could, like, do everything wrong, and then they'll tell him that what you're doing, and then when you get there, like, can you double-cross them?
No, man, it doesn't matter what they tell him, you know? It's going to be a tough fight for him either way, so.
I like it, man. So you're home, you're in the, now I heard the dorms, you can't drink, there's no marijuana.
No.
Do they give you, like, is there TV? Or
yeah, there's a TV in the living room, and they freaking blast it every night. So,
do you have roommates?
I don't know, no. So let's get a tour real quick. Yeah, here's
a tour of the American.
So we got the dorms.
You're a slob, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And you got Horiguchi Hall.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Horiguchi Hall. Is that Horiguchi? Yeah.
Nah.
Who's that?
You got other stuff.
Who are these guys?
I don't know.
You don't know them? Hey,
nah.
I called you all pussies. oh, wow.
You got the gym.
Connected to the gym. Right?
Yeah, so then you got the kitchen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's the Horiguchi Hall sign.
Wow, Horiguchi Hall. So you should cross that out and be like, Cody Curry Hall.
I know, right? So.
Wow, where's Colby Covington Hall?
It's not here, bro.
What about Amanda Nunez Hall?
That one left.
Wow.
I took that one down.
So who are some of the guys you're training with?
Tony Gravely, Danny Sabatello, Jason Eastman, Juan Porta. Man, a lot of studs down here.
Yeah, Tony Gravely's a stud too. Yeah, I know him. I know a lot of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, we sparred today, so it's, we got some, not exactly. But he did. Hey, but he didn't fuck me up though. So yeah.
Dude, you're the man, bro. Cody, I've been a fan of yours. Fucking, we go way back. But you came to my comedy show. Fucking
yeah.
I came with your little hottie girl.
That shit was funny as hell.
that was awesome when you came, man.
I see what you did there.
I'm rooting for you, bro. Like I think you're. I'm rooting for you, man. I was like, I texted you. I said, don't get canceled after that. That you were like, dude, it was rough. I mean, did anybody? It seemed like they like stopped on your Instagram though. In the beginning, it was like your Instagram was just getting clobbered by. People like cursing you out.
Let me tell you something, dude. When you're a professional athlete, people are just like mesmerized. And if you fucking respond back, you know, like just like their shit or go and like their photo, they're messaging you after that, like, hey, I saw you like my photo. When's your next fight? I can't wait to see it. Good luck. And I'm like, dude, you just called me a faggot, a homo, and all kind of crazy shit, and called me racist and all this. But, like, and it happens like that all the time. All you got to do is just fucking give them a little bit of attention, and they're fucking on team. They're Team Durden. You know what I mean?
That's true with comics, too, Adam. That's true with us, too. People, like, look at my videos, like, you're not funny, you suck. And I'd, like, say, hey, I say something like, I liked your video. And they're like, dude, I'm a fan. It's bizarre, dude.
Cody, did you have to go off social media when that happened? Did you have to like remove yourself from all that or no?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no. I really don't care what anyone thinks about me as long as my family loves me and
it never affects you at all what people say.
And man, it doesn't affect me, you know? It really doesn't. As long as it'll affect me if people I care about, you know, if we're having a disagreement or we're fucking they're talking shit about me. You know, that affects me. But people that I don't know, like, I've dealt with this my whole life, you know, like, not my whole life, but since I started winning and fighting, I've been dealing with this. So it's just like one ear out the other with people that I don't love or don't care about, you know?
Did your ex-wife be like, yeah, he is an asshole. Did she chime in or no?
No. We got a good relationship now, so.
Oh, good.
You know, we're there for my son, and that's it. So
good. So when do you go to London? Like, do you have to adjust the time and everything?
Yeah, I leave a week before, so hopefully I can get acclimated.
A week before, this guy's been talking shit. He's calling you out, but it's okay. We got this. We're not going to tire ourselves out and go for 19 takedowns in the first, right? We're going to pace ourselves for this one.
Dude, we're going for 20 takedowns.
Fuck it. Go even more.
Better shape.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, first one to shoot's a bitch, so.
He's going to shoot in three. He's a fucking from Dagestan. He's going to shoot. Come on.
Hey, I might shoot.
Fuck it. Well, listen, Cody. I have
a real quick question for a high school advisor. How come there aren't more suplexes in MMA? Because I've only seen it like a couple times where they grab and they just do the fucking. I feel like that's open all the time.
Well, seriously, though, that's a good question. But in wrestling, you know, it's a 6-minute match. And in fighting, it's 15 minutes. And that takes a lot of energy to do, you know, when you're fighting.
And they're actually banning that now in high school. Like, when I was in high school, you used to be able to, like, figure four a guy's legs to pin him. And that you can't do that anymore. That was like my go-to move from top, you know, arm bar, circle over, figure four the legs, and you know, can't do that anymore. And you can't pick people up and slam them down anymore. It's like if somebody gets up on you and stands up and you get behind, you have to like kind of brace them. It has to be like to the side that your leg's on, which kind of sucks. They're making it kind of, I don't know, soft.
Hey, when I was in high school, you could figure four the head too. And you can't do that, can you?
No, that sucks. That was a great move.
Oh, dude, it was perfect. They would never get out.
I love that move. That was like my favorite move. And now it's like Ben Askren has ruined wrestling, I think, because people come in and now it's all scrambles and grabbing on to people's shoelaces. Like there's basically like, it's so much like funk where it's just like, what is this? I like it, but it's just so much of it is like, start again, you know, because they get to these positions where needed, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Do you watch college wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're scrambling, you know, they're grabbing.
But it's hard for me to even teach it to my kids because I'm like, what the fuck did he just do? Like, I have to watch it 7 times now to figure out what he did. It didn't used to. I guess it's like evolving, which is great. At the same time, it's so much of it is like, people just grabbing onto someone's wrestling shoe and holding until the ref breaks it up. And you're like, you know, because it's a whatever, stall call. But anyway, Cody, you're the best. Have a great week. Love you, brother.
All right, bro. See y'all. See you, man.
What's up, people? Bet Online would like to wish you a very happy new betting year as we continue to march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year. It's a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code CLNS50 to get started. They got football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, check them out now. All right, I like that guy. Should we take out any of that or no?
No! That's podcasting.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, if we get immensely famous like Joe Rogan level, then it could be a problem. But like...
Meanwhile, did you see Chappelle at the board meeting?
No, what happened?
Dude, they're going after Chappelle pretty hard. I don't really understand it, but I guess they were trying to build affordable housing where he lives, and he's against it.
Of course.
And he like threatened to like take away his money that he was donating to it, and they had him speaking at the board meeting. And it didn't seem like a very.
Oh, there's a video of him at the board meeting.
Yeah.
How does he sound? Does it come off bad?
Yeah, it comes off terrible. This is not the same Dave Chappelle, though. Hey, Jared, you're kind of sideways.
Oh, shit. Here, hold up. Let me see if this works.
All right. We are talking to a guy right now who is the most underrated fighter in the world. This guy is arguably the number one fighter in the world in his weight class. It's crazy. Like, you forget about this guy. People forget about this guy's name because he's living in a homeless shelter behind you. And he's 3'4". He's got a record, Bill, of 18-2, right? And his only loss was one of those losses. He knocked himself out. He was fighting Jose Shorty Torres. He was winning the fight, and he knocked himself out.
Is that a UFC first for a knock yourself out?
No, Gray Maynard did that against, who was it, against Nate Diaz, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Hughes got lucky, too.
Yeah, Matt Hughes. His other loss, this guy, is against Division Figueiredo, who's another champion, a split decision loss in Brazil.
Wow.
I went and watched it. He won the fight. Even after the fight, the first question Daniel Cormier asked him was, do you think you did enough to win the fight? Which is like, if a guy wins the fight, that's not what the guy asked you. Like, the guy never says, do you think you really won the fight?
Davidson don't know English anyway, but
I don't know why you got cut from the UFC. You get cut or you leave.
It's because I knocked myself out, and I was boring my first few fights. That was it. They didn't give me time to grow. And now, I mean, I hope they're kicking themselves in the ass, because, I feel like I've grown a lot, and I have a lot of capabilities that have star power. So,
dude, you have one loss, one real loss, I think. I don't count the one you knocked yourself out. Sorry, Jose Shorty Torres.
Yeah, one loss champion.
One loss, you know? But he won that fight. Like he won the fight. Did they cut you or did you leave?
They cut me big time. I was working out, getting ready for my next fight, because I thought I was going to renegotiate my contract. And I just feel like they kind of watered it down for Davidson a little bit more, because he was super exciting at that point in time. Don't get me wrong, the guys in flyweight right now, they brought a plethora of guys that are really, really good. But I would say for a short period of time, it was a watered down division for Davidson just to knock people out. I mean, he was knocking people out no matter what, but like at the same time, I just felt like they watered it down just a little bit. We had a lot of great flyweights in there that got cut.
Did you tweet something, or did you say something? Did you complain? Was there anything behind the scenes?
I don't think it was anything like that. The only thing that I did that I feel like I got kind of kicked off Twitter for was I said something about R. Kelly right when it came out.
What did you say about R. Kelly?
I don't want to say.
Comedy podcast, I say it.
I thought it was funny, but, you know, I got a lot of backlash for it. He's like, Jer Brooks supports R. Kelly. And I'm like, nah, bro. It wasn't like that.
All right.
No, so, it wasn't like that.
I mean, I do jokes about when he dies and they're going to say rest in peace. Was it something to that extent?
Dude, you kill me all the fucking time. I go through all of your TikToks and your Instagrams, and I just die throughout the night.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, brother.
Thank you. Now, you're going. You went to one at one championship. They don't let you cut weight over there, right?
No, I don't have to worry about that anyway, man. I weighed like 122 pounds when I fought Davidson Figueiredo. Even the matchmaker, when he was weighing me in, he was just like, "Damn, dude, you could fight at atom weight." Because I got there at 120, and I had to gain 4 pounds just to be at 124 during weigh-in. And, you know, people, like I said, when I was cutting was when I was going down to 115, and that was a tough process just because I'm super small anyway. But yeah, it's not really hard. While I eat, they deplete at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, your last fight the thing about this guy's fights, dude, he doesn't just like take you down. He picks you up, he walks you across the cage, and just fucking slams you. Was that something you did in high school too, or?
No, it was more of studying like Matt Hughes throughout, you know, the process. Matt Hughes was just somebody that could pick somebody up against the cage. I was like, how does he do it? And I, you know, got the correct technique. Chris Lieben too. Chris Lieben, watching a lot of his technique videos when I was younger. I hope he's doing good, by the way. I hope you're doing good, Chris.
He's doing better.
Good.
And then also now, because in one championship, you could knee a down opponent. Can you kick the head or no?
No, you can't kick to the head, but you can definitely knee, is what you've seen from Adriana Moraes and Demetrius Johnson. That was a crazy, crazy out.
You can do it too. You get a guy against the cage. You get him down and you're just kneeing the guy. I mean, and then you set up, you go from knee to guillotine, which is like.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have guillotined him, man. I should have just went straight to knee and just kept on pounding. I mean, that's how you really finish a fight. And that's what I'm looking forward to in my next fight, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be Bokang Masanyane
Bokong is a fucking animal. That kid is definitely a prospect. But I mean, I'm looking to knock him out just like any other, you know, guy that they put in front of me. But that's one thing that I've changed about my style. I want to finish, and if I don't finish, then I'm not happy.
So, I mean, so question about one. I hear one pays pretty good. Would you be happy just be with one? I mean, is it always the goal to go back to the UFC, or are you just like, man, one's fucking awesome. They treat me amazing, so I'm happy here.
That's the way I think about it, man. It's not about the pay grade, which, I mean, it does get really, really good when you're a champion. It's really, really good money. And I'm getting paid just like the UFC right now, so I can't really complain. But it's more the family aspect and how you get to know everybody around the circle, and you feel so inside of it. You know, UFC, they have their certain people to where they talk to you, but all these guys are fans. They just want to hang out with you and you know, take you places, and they market me. They, you know, the little weight classes over there, and flyweight, that's like everybody in Asia. So, I mean, it's a huge marketable weight class that, you know, I could really benefit from. And that's what I'm looking for.
You're like Shaq over there, the average.
I guess they say I'm on steroids. It's fucking retarded. How am I on steroids at 120 pounds, bro?
Are you getting recognized on the street in Singapore? Are people pointing to you? Are you got autographs?
I can't even go. I can't even get out of the hotel. You can't leave the hotel.
Really?
When it was Corona, like the first fight, I got there, they were shut down completely. So they didn't want any fighters to be jeopardized to get off the card. So yeah, we were getting fed our meals every day. We were stuck in our hotel rooms, and it was only like 4 days. But I mean, that was the amount of time that I was there. Last time after the fight, you could leave, but I was just like, what's the point? I don't want to get lost before my flight. And I just want to chill by the pool anyway. I mean, getting those sun rays was really good.
Of course. Now, are you married? You have kids?
No, I don't. I have a girlfriend. I have a dog. I have two guinea pigs, and that's my life, man. That's besides training, I'm here. Hot
Asian puss over there. I mean, come on, you're a star over there. Are you nuts?
Asian, right?
I gotta keep it real, man. You know, I believe that any time that I've ever cheated on a girl, God has fucked me up every time. And right before Davison and right before Shorty, I did that. And I don't ever want to fuck up.
I'm not saying
God's terms.
Break up. Forget cheating. Just get rid of
it. Yeah, but if they got a good pussy, it's kind of like, hey.
100%. 100%. How long
for? Hey, don't get me wrong, guys. I've been tempted a couple of times.
You're right, though.
God, shoot it down. Shoot it right the fuck down. It feels good to shoot it down, too.
It does. Yeah. That's like the challenge, is turning it down. That makes me feel like a man now.
And then you don't have to lie about it. You don't have to keep your story straight. You don't have to fucking feel guilty.
No bullshit, man. No bullshit in 2020. That's the way I'm treating it. I had enough bullshit through Corona. All of that craziness. Didn't fight for 2 years. Kind of crazy shit.
That was the craziest. That was the craziest. Now, I mentioned your name to Sean McCorkle, who hosts a show on Monday.
I know, Sean.
He said there was an event where there was pillow fights, and that you fought on the card, that he threw a fight card, and they had chicks fighting. His exes were fighting.
I do remember that. That was at the 8 Second Saloon. That was great.
What was that about? Tell me about that experience.
I was more focused on my fight. I was just like, oh shit, this is my second pro fight. I could get my ass kicked, I could not, you know. But you know, watching that was pretty crazy. I mean, it looked like a Dusk Till Dawn bar. like for real. It was all gritty. It looked like it was like old Mexico, like Texas kind of vibe. And yeah, you just see titties and pillows.
He got the commission went after him because his pillow fights were fixed. We're like, yeah, they're fucking pillow fights. Like, people were like,
fucking. I remember Sean just sitting there, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are you doing right now? Because Sean fought in the UFC.
Yeah.
Sean, and we had, you know, Tom Erickson.
Yep.
Yeah, Tom Erickson was sitting right next to us, and he's just sitting there And I look over at Sean and he's like, and I look over at him and I'm like, what the fuck are we doing right now? Like, I've been to many MMA fights and I have never seen, I even fought in a strip club and I never seen shit like that. That's better than midget tossing.
He said he went into the ring and listed a bunch of women that he had sex with, like all his exes that were in the crowd.
And I don't remember that, but that would be funny as hell to see. He said, well, I had sex with this one right over here. Let's go to South over here. Got Carrie from Texas.
That's amazing.
Now, the champion is this guy, Joshua Pasio, right?
Yeah, Josh Pasio.
Josh Pasio. He's the champion. But, I mean, you're ranked number what? You three?
I'm ranked second right now.
Ranked second. Because, I mean, you got – now, so if you beat the next guy, you get the title shot?
I mean, I'm not promising anything, but I think that that's what they're looking for. They're looking to get big in America too, man. And, you know, as far as Americans, they don't have too many on their staff. So watch. One's going to have a lot of Americans on their staff in the next, you know, 2 years until they realize that America is like one of the best, one of the best MMA, you know, countries in the world. And we're going to take over. I mean, Dagestanis too, man. You can't sleep on those fools, man. You know, Khabib's brother just got signed to, or his cousin just got signed to one, and he looks like he's a force in there as well. But yeah, they're going to bring one to the United States, hopefully in the next year. And it's going to get crazy with the UFC and one, you know, hopefully we do like some co-promotion, co-events. If you're smart, that's the way you do it. Cause you got Adriana Moraes just beat Demetrius Johnson, got Davison, you got Brandon. You know, as far as the flyweight division, and you've seen Eddie Alvarez when he went over to one, and those guys are crazy good too, man. So,
Sage Northcutt got fucking wrecked over there. That was rough. That was
Sage. Sage started out in the UFC too early.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so the fights this week, because obviously that's got some great fights. Adesanya versus Whitaker. Who wins this fight?
I'm going to say AI just for the simple reason that they fought so much and he's already a game planner, fighter. So if you have a game plan and you've beaten somebody before, I think that it's a little bit easier to go out and produce. But I'm not putting Robert Whittaker out of the match because Robert has a lot of fight IQ as well. And he's probably worked a lot on his wrestling since he's seen Jan beat Israel, but Yada is way bigger than Whitaker, but Whitaker might pull something off. I actually guessed the Glover fight when he was fighting Jan, and I was just like, and James, my coach, is like, bullshit, I fought with Jan. Jan can actually defend takedowns, and what do you know, Glover taps him out, you know, at first round. But that's the only way I see AI losing.
Is James Krause your coach?
No, James Lee. So James Lee, he's a beast. He's fought everywhere. He's fought Pancrase, fought Pride, fought UFC. He got his UFC run cut a little short because of a back injury. But, yeah, he's one of the best coaches in the world for sure.
Bill, who do we like? Whittaker?
AI or Whittaker? I mean, I would love Whittaker to win just because, I don't know, AI annoys me.
Yeah, it annoys the fuck out of me too, man. I don't know what it is about his personality. I think it's whack.
Gonna be IA. Why are we calling him AI?
AI Israel. Oh yeah, IA. Yeah.
Well, he called AI. Oh, AI. Like, that's his nickname. I like it. He's a robot.
Oh, but, yeah.
I get why people like him, but I don't know why. It's just something he turned on me. It's like when I was in college drinking Southern Comfort. At some point, I was like, if I think I'm gonna puke. You know what I mean?
I can't fuck with his personality for some reason. I think that it's all like, you know, if you're saying your truths in the way that you say it, then that's right. But like, I don't know, it goes too far sometimes in what he says. And I think the same way as John Jones now. I mean, John Jones, he'll just speak some shit and, you know, he's in court half of the time.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think that, like you said, I think Israel's going to win. I don't know, but I want Whitaker to win. Derek Lewis versus Ty Tuivasa. I'm going to go with Ty.
That's a killer.
I think. I don't know. I mean, Derek Lewis's only way to beat you is to knock you out, and it seems like Tuivasa is there to get hit. at the same time, every time I think he's going to win or I start believing in him, he lets me down. So
yeah, that's true. That is very true. I think Tuivasa is going to probably clip. He looks like he has a little bit more gas than no pun intended. But I hope Derek Lewis is actually a good sport and actually lets him drink out of the cup.
Yeah, he said he wants to drink out of his ball cup, which is fucking crazy.
I think that would be fucking amazing. That would break the internet.
Well, how big is the ball cup? Imagine it's like fucking this big. It's like a little like after all that.
Bill, take a shot.
Yeah, it's a fucking like we're like, Bill, what are we look at that one?
I wonder why his balls were so hot.
Wait, did you ask me a question, Adam?
Yeah, who wins the fight? Lewis or Ty Tuivasa?
Again, man, I don't have the fight IQ that you guys have, so I go with personalities, and I love Derek Lewis. I love him.
I love Derek, too.
Yeah. I like when he kept calling out Ronda Rousey after all his fights. He's like, Ronda Rousey, where your fine ass at? I mean, he just kept – he's like, we're going to go deep. That was like – it was the crazy.
Isn't she dating Travis Brown?
Married with like a kid. Yeah, married with a kid. Yeah, yeah. The kid's name is crazy. It's like a long name. It's just like – I don't even know. It's just like one of those names that you're just like, what?
That's what happens when you're too high at a pinnacle and then you're like – and you're like, I think that I'm going to name this kid a fucked up name.
Dude, it's like Elon Musk. His name is like 3.7 fucking pi.
That was crazy. Top. Yeah.
What is that? I don't even understand that. All right, Derek Brunson versus Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla versus Derek Brunson. I'm going with my man Derek Brunson. I don't know why. I just think he's on a different level right now. Jared Brooks.
Yeah, the Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, I think
yeah.
I think that Derek is in his zone right now, and blonde hair Brunson is definitely in it. I'm not saying Cannonier doesn't have that knockout power, because those guys that are big, like that are huge, and then they end up, you know, being at the right weight where they need to be, that power just, you know, fluctuates, and that's what Jared Cannonier is about. And yeah, if Cannonier wins, then it's a knockout, but if it's, you know, a technical contest, I mean, I'm not saying Derek can't knock him out, but if it's a technical contest, then Derek's definitely winning.
Bill?
Well, I just feel like, yeah, like after the Izzy loss, he came back a different fighter, it feels like. He's, like, this last fight was incredible, I thought. So I would go with Derek Brunson for sure.
Okay, there's a guy on the card named Blood Diamond.
I'd just go with him because his name here. Ah!
His real name is Blood Diamond?
Yes. He's from New Zealand. His name is Blood Diamond. I'm going to say, I don't know. Is that even legal? Hold on. Blood Diamond. I can't believe that this guy's name is, how did I not know about this? His name is Mike Mathefa, but he calls himself Blood Diamond. He is black and he has blue.
Well, I like that because he's basically saying like, I'm, you know, I've been exploited and I'm a diamond from it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a way of like taking it back.
He's black. He's 3-0. He scored a second round TKO. How do you tell a guy who's like 3-0?
Oh shit!
Yeah, his name is Blood Diamond.
Yeah, right. If it was white, it'd be the most racist nickname ever.
He's black.
Like Bruce Buffer has to call him out as Blood Diamond. He's not even saying his name.
Blood Diamond. That's it. That's
Blood Diamond.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I really wish I could be Bruce Buffer. Bruce Buffer is a fucking animal. He has pipes.
We should have a girl named Blood Tampon and just
Blood Tampon.
I mean, if we're just gonna start, you know,
if my name is Blood Diamond, then my girl right here,
like that's crazy. I can't believe Blood Diamond. That's like the worst. There's a troll that my daughter likes called Tiny Diamond. But I don't know. All right. So, Matt Schnell, you know him?
That's my dog.
He's fighting Alex Perez. From Team Alpha Male, right?
Yeah.
Who wins this
fight? Is Alex Perez out? I think he's out of where Ian McCall used to train.
Oh, he's over in Northern
California. Akiyama?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oyama, that's what it is. I love my boy Matt. Matt is definitely a top-tier fighter. He's been in the game for so long. He has a lot of technical abilities. And you got Alex Perez, which he's a storm-through kind of fighter. He'll just try to rip through you in the first round. With longevity, Matt, if it's first to second round, then Alex. But I think that Matt has a little bit more in his tool belt and he's a little more sneakier, and Alex is prone to submissions that are pretty sneaky.
Got it. So you said nothing. All right. So,
I'd say Matt, I'm gonna give it to Matt.
Got it. Wow. All right. And then, we got Nasrat Hop, you know, that guy.
Hop. I'm talking about
that. Yeah.
Hop. I'm a Kazakhstan kid.
I'm like, yeah, he won. He wins. His name's Nasrat. Yeah.
Yeah. He's fighting Bobby Green, though.
Ooh.
Bobby Green. That's the guy who just talks the entire time. He's just crazy fights, takes a million punches.
Love Bobby Green.
He knocked out Ally Aquinta his last fight quickly. He lost to Rafael Fazayev, lost to Thiago Moses. You know, he loses all these, like, split decisions, but I'm pretty sure it's because he curses the whole time and the judges are just pissed off. They got to hear this shit.
Yeah.
So, I'm not kidding.
That's like, some real shit.
But I think that Nasrat wins this one. You?
I would say Nasrat.
He just beat Dan Hooker. Beat up Dan Hooker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He lost to Drew Dober. He got knocked out, but Dober hits fucking hard.
Yeah.
So,
and he can get hit hard. That's the thing I like about Drew. He's at killer fights every time.
Yep. And then William Knight, who looks like a comic book character. The guy's just like a fucking huge black dude, is 205 pounds with a fucking 12 pack. it's like, come on, dude. Like, he's fighting Maxime Grisham, who did well in the PFL, but he lost to Dustin Jacoby his last fight.
That's a feeder fight for Will.
It is, right?
Yeah, a feeder fight for Will Knight. Will Knight's a fucking animal.
Yeah. And then we got who else? Alex Hernandez. That's the guy that knocked out what's his name quick? Oh, he lost Donald Cerrone. Bill Dariush. I was at that fight. He knocked out
a friend. I know Alex. He doesn't look like a Mexican, but his last name's Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, he's good. He's fighting Hanato Moicano, who just beat Jai Herbert, lost to Fazayev, lost to the Korean Zombie, Swanson, lost to Jose Aldo, beat
Calvin. Damn, he's fought everybody.
Lost to Ortega, beat Jeremy Stevens. Yeah, this might be fight of the night right here.
That sounds like it'd be a great fight.
So I don't know who wins that fight. Who do you like?
Ooh, man, I would say old boy that has all that, all those people that he's fought.
Hanato Moicano.
I don't know his name, but damn, he's fought that many people, and you know, still weathering and still in the UFC. Then you know that's just saying something. So
I agree. And then finally, who wins, Colby Covington or Masvidal?
Colby, all day.
How?
I'd say he takes Masvidal down or catches him with a cross. I'd say Colby, when he sees like blood, he goes after it. That's for sure. And Masvidal does too, but I think Masvidal is a first round fighter. After that first round, I feel like he depletes a little bit more. So I definitely got Colby in that fight.
You can get in his head. But didn't Masvidal knock out Wonderboy in the second round? Is that the one? Or was it Darren
Till? No, that was Anthony Pettis.
Pettis. Or did he knock out Darren Till, Masvidal?
He knocked out Darren Till. Yeah, when Darren was still at 70, he hit him with a boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that was second round.
Straightforward. That was second round. But, yeah. I mean, you got Till. Till, he gasses in the first 45 seconds.
Yeah. Till like gets more popular with his losses. It seems like he's more and everyone likes him better. It's the craziest thing.
Because he comes out to "Come on, Eileen" every time.
So, all right. And then Bill Masvidal versus Colby.
I mean, Masvidal hasn't fought in like 3 years. You know what I mean? And his last two were losses. So I don't know. I have to go with Colby, of course. No, I just can't.
It's Usman, right? I mean, but he lost to Usman.
He lost to Usman twice. And lost, I mean, he won Nate Diaz, but that was in 2019. So I think he's, I don't know. He's getting a little long in the tooth, too, for the UFC now.
Yeah,
He's starting to get loafs on his body. Little loafs.
He also has, like, three promotions. He has, like, bare knuckle boxing or bare knuckle MMA. He's, like, I don't know. Support. You know, he's just got,
like, this is his last UFC fight.
You think so?
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't fight Jake Paul and get knocked out. That would be the worst.
That would be very sad. That would fuck me up.
I feel like that would happen too. I feel like he'll lose to Colby, he'll retire, he'll get $1 million if AJ Paul, and if he loses, it'll just be another sad day for MMA fans.
What do you think about the Tyron Woodley Jake Paul fight and how everybody says that Tyron took the dive?
No, I just think that Tyron, I don't think he took a dive. I just think he took the fight on 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
He didn't train. He was more focused on not gassing himself out.
Yeah.
Every round that was kind of close, he assumed he won, even though he didn't. And he doesn't give a shit anymore. Like, he just, like, at a certain point, you lose enough where you're like, okay, well, I lost and I'm still here, so losing isn't that bad. And
yeah.
I think he also doesn't have people around him that are like telling him not to do certain things. I mean,
that's true.
Same time, if I got offered $1 million to go into a ring and I lost five fights in a row, and I mean, you.
I would do it. Shit. Especially at the end of your career where you know that, you know, that's your last money dig. Hell yeah.
But Jake Paul's also walking around at 210. He's also juicing. He's also doing nothing but boxing. And he's a good athlete. And Woodley's a 170-pound fighter. You know,
it was sad to watch.
It was so sad. It was like, I mean, that and Ben Askren were like my two favorite people. I still love them. The last thing you want to see those guys getting knocked out with some fucking kid that, like,
he overplays everything that he has. He makes sure that everything is 100% with him.
I don't know what he's gonna do though. I don't know. Eventually, he has to fight a guy that boxes.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you think happened with that Tommy Fury shit?
I think Tommy got injured. I think Tommy's brother, I think something happened. He got injured. I think Tommy would have beaten him.
Yeah, Tommy would have beat his ass.
I mean, people that know boxing, like, I had Kelly Pavlik on the show, and Kelly's like, anyone in the top 100 or even top 500 in his weight class would have beat Jake Paul.
Yeah. He's just doing it super smart. He used his outlet from being a YouTube star to he thought he could do rap. He thought he could, you know, go on to the card scenes and shit like that. I mean, he's just outletting himself, and he has the right managers underneath him that put him in the right places at the right time. I don't think he really has to worry about it. He's not a genius. It's his team.
Well, there's just nobody else in the world though that could be like not even the top 1,000 of what they do and make $30 million. Like, I mean,
it's because he had so many YouTube subscribers and stuff like that. And I think that's what people aren't getting about, like, the pay situation in the UFC and stuff like that. I mean, you know, you have to have personal power to, like, you have to be an influence in order to bring something into a company. A company isn't just going to give you money just because you're risking your life out there. I mean, you're signing a contract at the end of the day. Don't get me wrong. I feel like we do deserve a little bit more money when it comes down to fighting. But at the end of the day, you have to look at a business portion inside of that. And, you know, Francis Ngannou, that's a completely different situation. Francis deserves a shit ton of money. That guy is like the new Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he deserves more money, but there's some people in the organization that are whining about money that, you know, they'll be in the organization for 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those kids that, like, on YouTube though that just bother me are the ones that have no picture, and or they have like two pictures and they're like some scrawny like 14-year-old, and they're going, Tyron Woodley, you fucking suck. You let down your rate. And you're just like, and me, I want to go on that person's thing and be like, what have you done with your life? Like, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. Like,
those are the only.
No, I fit into that. I fit into that a lot.
You're leaving?
Yeah, Jared. Anyway, oh, no, he's back. But you know, I will say, Kelly Pavlik also said that the punch on Woodley, he goes, that was actually, if you look at that punch, he goes, that's a great punch. He really caught him. I mean, it wasn't like the idea that he took a dive. I mean, that was a solid freaking punch that Jake Paul threw. You know,
that's what I was gonna say too. I felt like it wasn't a dive. I felt like he actually hit him with that punch, because my boxing coach, he always tells me to sink in here, and then you'll have a lot more power when you turn over. So yeah, it wasn't like a sign or anything like that. I was like, yeah, he's about to hit him with that cross.
I just feel bad for Tyron, honestly, in a lot of ways. It was just because. I don't know, man. I don't understand. Also, like, the people training with him, though, like his coaches, like, or Ben Askren's coaches, like, why weren't they saying, listen, man, you're gonna get fucking killed?
Hey, K9 Bundridge was actually one of his boxing coaches when he came to Michigan. And K9 and I are really tight. We always box together and stuff like that. And I was telling K9, I was just like, bro, what the fuck are we doing now? You know? Is he just trying to get a money grab? Is he just, you know? And he's pretty much told me, he's like, yeah, he's just trying to get money. He knows that he's not a boxer, you know?
Yeah, but I don't understand why. I like K9, but he was another guy that, like, had, like, the worst technique.
K9's a goer, though, man. That dude, like, when he teaches, he's not a bad teacher, to be honest. Like, he actually has good teaching technique. But when you see him in the ring, man, we're just going. Oh, yes, super – super heavy power.
Yeah, but everything they were. I remember on The Contender, they were laughing at him because they were like, "This guy's technique is awful." But then he would fuck you up.
Man, no offense, but like, you got Chaos Williams. That's my dog.
Yeah.
I love Chaos. Doesn't have technique. Yeah, just comes out and rips. Just rips people hard. Yeah. And kills them.
Yeah, so. But Ben had like the worst because he had like terrible technique and no power.
Oh, that Rocky video got my ass.
The Rocky one? Oh, yeah. No, I love Ben. Honestly, though, I think that he has this strange, uncanny ability. Some people say he might have slight Asperger's, where he doesn't care what anybody thinks. Like, he
That's
really,
true.
Like that night, he was probably just sitting home, like, dum-dum-dum. Like, he doesn't – watching wrestling videos or watching cartoons. He doesn't care. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. I wish I had one-tenth of what he has of the inability to give a fuck what anyone thinks.
Or he bottles this up so tightly, and then he goes home and screams at his wife all night. You know what I mean? That's the only person who gets it.
Maybe that's it, but – he did not care.
I couldn't see Ben Askren yelling.
Him getting knocked out would be like me losing a hula hoop competition. Like, I don't fucking hula hoop. I don't care. Like, oh yeah, you're a better hula hoop. Like, that's what Ben is. Doesn't care.
Like, he's wrestled his whole life. He makes his money off of his wrestling. He has so many camps with Max. I love Max too. Max is a good guy. But yeah, they make a lot of money off of what they do. It's pretty much just
that he cares about, because he lost
put their ego out.
He lost to Chris Pendleton twice in the NCAA finals, and I'm friends with Chris. He still won't talk to Chris. Like to this day, it's been 20 years. He won't say hi to Chris.
He cares. I'm not buying it, man. Sorry, I'm not buying it. You can't be that competitive to get that high a level and be like, I don't care. I think that's just, even Tyron, like when the meme came out, all those Woodley memes came out, and Tyron Woodley, he like retweeted one to show that he didn't care, but he fucking cared. Everyone cares. They just try to pretend like they don't.
I don't know. I mean, with Woodley, yes. Askren, I think he's a different, I think there's something wrong with him. Like, I think he done is, it's like that comic who bombs. It just gets off stage like he murders. Like we.
Why are you talking about me like that, Adam? I'm right here.
We've seen it. That's Askren. Does not give a fuck. But like, it's that guy that asks out 100 girls and gets rejected every time. He's like, doesn't give a shit. Like, he has that fucking, it's a superpower, dude.
Yeah, I think that Ben actually doesn't give a shit. He's like my brother. If my brother, when he was wrestling, he really cared about like his wrestling abilities and like how he did in wrestling. When he got to MMA, he was just like, fuck him, awesome. It's all right.
Yeah, some people don't care. So I don't know if it's better or worse. I mean, I would say it's worse because you're knocked out, but it's better because you made $1 million. And like nothing anyone says to him can get to him.
Anything. Yeah. Well, I mean, he made his name in one, man. He had a lot of fans in one and got him a lot of money when he went to the UFC. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he's smart. I think he made a fortune in Bitcoin. The dude is like, we're going to find out that like a bunch of aliens came to this fucking world. And there were like Ben Askren and Roxanne Modafari and Sage Northcutt and they're not good people. Like they're gonna be lizard people. They're all
Anunnaki, bro.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's exactly. How did I not see it coming? That's exactly what this was. Mike Perry might be another one on like the bad side.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's part of Loki's tribe. That's for sure.
Perry came to my comedy show and I made fun of him to his face. Saying the most awful shit. His wife was pregnant, how 16 and pregnant, how he was on parole, how he beat up. He was laughing at everything. At the end, he gave me a hug. Like,
what? That's Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you like, old man fucking gives him a smart-ass comment at a restaurant, I watched that. That was...
it's crazy.
Come on, Mike.
Fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Even I know not to fight at a bar anymore, bro. You can't go out and fight people and expect not to, you know, go to, but you probably just didn't give a shit anyway to go to jail or not. But I think it's more of a drinking problem. He drinks and then he doesn't take disrespect well when he drinks because he can take the disrespect when he's straight probably. But when he drinks, I would say, eh.
He's also been hit in the head so many times. Like that dude's like, you know, sometimes I think having a really good chin is like really bad in the long run.
Yeah.
Take punches and take punches and take punches. And
dude, I'm trying to fight until I'm 40. That's why I fight smart. You have to fight smart at the end of the day because I don't want to be known temporarily as that badass that had brain injuries when he was older and can't speak to his kids.
I don't understand. Khabib's making Kevin Lee versus Diego Sanchez. Like, does anyone in the world think that's going to be competitive?
No.
Like, in the world thinks that like that's not, we know how that's gonna go. Kevin Lee's gonna maul him.
Yeah,
get mad at Kevin Lee for doing this.
Why is Kevin Lee even fighting in Eagle FC and not UFC right now?
He got cut from the UFC, I think, because he lost like 3 in a row, and I think I don't know what happened. I think some management shit went on. I don't know what happened, but he missed weight also a bunch of times.
Mm.
The Eagle FC, they're supposed to be paying really well. But Diego Sanchez, like, hasn't won a round in 5 years.
Yeah.
What?
All these big promotions that are coming up, though, man, they're just trying to get their money up enough to where they can get bought out by the UFC. That's literally every big promotion that you see.
But nobody's going to tune into that fight, like, thinking this is a good idea. Like, we all know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
I've trained with Kevin. It's hard as fuck.
What? It's like those people who watch those movies in the hotels that have like Eric Roberts and Bruce Willis now. And they're like, okay, it's still Bruce Willis, even though it's like now Bruce Willis, which is terrible.
But I made a movie and they said if Bruce Willis, if you give him $5 million, he'll give you 3 days on any movie.
Yeah.
The fuck 3 days?
He has dementia, dude. For real. I'm not even kidding.
So
that's like two takes.
But so basically, he's in like 20 movies this year. He won an award for like 15 of the worst movies of the year. But he's like, fuck it. Like, because your movie, you'll sell your movie. Because somebody said that was Snoop Dogg. My friend did a rap, and Snoop rapped on it. And I was like, fuck, man, how'd you get Snoop Dogg? He's like, oh, you give him 15 grand, and he'll rap on your song.
It has to be like cash in the pocket, like in a briefcase or something.
But then I saw Corey Feldman had a rap song and Snoop Dogg was on it. I'm not kidding. And I was like, dude, you got to say no. At some point, you have to say no. Like, you can't just.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman has a rap song with Snoop Dogg on it. It's so fucking weird. I've
heard of it.
Like, it better be about pedophiles.
Dude, seriously. I mean, yeah. It's like, you hear about Snoop Dogg, like, just bought on the internet. No, he bought Death Row. He's having some week. He bought Death Row. He's being accused of some Don the Magic Wand took a girl, the pimp Don the Magic, like raped a girl or something, and then brought her to Snoop Dogg's house to recover. And then he put his dick on her face or something. Like, it just was like a bad night for this girl if this happened, obviously. And then he bought property, but like in the metaverse. So like not real property, you know, like online now people are just buying like
NFTs and shit.
Yeah. So he now owns property on the internet. Like, does he collect rent for this? Like fuck. So you can live next to him, but like online.
Oh my fucking God. You just put me, we have to not come out right now.
Like the whole world is, you heard about this, right?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
What?
I'm reading right now about the rape allegations against Snoop Dogg. Because yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That happened like 2003?
Yeah, 2013. I was one of them. There was a three involved. With Don, she went from Don the Magic Wand to Snoop Dogg. Like, fuck. And then, so that. And then buying property. And then owning Death Row. And I think, I'm not sure. I think rapping with Corey Feldman is probably one of the worst things out of these four things that he's done. All right. I mean, it's not worse than the rape, but I would say it's you know, raping my fucking ears.
Mouth.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Mouth rapping.
Dude. Yeah. Well, I guess the Goonies never die. Listen, thank you, Jarrett Brooks. You're the fucking man.
You're the fucking man, bro. I see you killing shit constantly. Like, thank dude, you are. I'm underrated, motherfucker. You are underrated. Just to let you know that.
Thank you, brother.
You need to keep on trucking, brother. And I know that you have a lot in your future for sure.
You too, man. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Jared. You guys made my day. Take care, guys.
Hey. Thank you.